queuing. In his theory of operant conditioning, Skinner acknowledged that organisms often learn that a particular response leads to reinforcement only when a certain stimulus, something he called a discriminative stimulus, is present. This antecedent stimulus does not directly elicit the response as it does in classical conditioning. Rather, it increases the probability that the response will be followed by reinforcement. In Skinner's words, it sets the occasion for the response to be reinforced. We might diagram the relationship this way. We'll use the symbol S plus to represent the discriminative stimulus. Quote, S plus R? SRF. End of quote. When an organism is more likely to make certain responses in the presence of certain stimuli, behaviorists say that the organism is under stimulus control. In the classroom, the discriminative stimuli that set the occasions for certain desired behaviors are not always obvious ones. For example, the only naturally occurring stimulus that sets the occasion for cleaning up work materials and getting ready to go to lunch might be a clock on the wall that says 11:55. Under such circumstances, teachers can provide additional discriminative stimuli that let students know how to